Yesterday, the U.S. women's national soccer team beat the Netherlands. Yes, they did.
Yes, sir.
Okay, say it again.
Okay.
We won. We beat the Netherlands to defend their title and take its fourth Women's World Cup. How about that? Congratulations,
nice.
Guys.
Oh, yeah. Let that money go, y'all. It's time to give them that money.
Equal pay.
Yes.
Equal pay.
That's right.
That's right, Junior. That's right.
In the cup final played in France, co-captain Megan Rapinoe landed a penalty kick an hour into the match. Rose Lavelle added a second goal 8 minutes later, shortly after the... And she's a great goalie.
Yes, she's the ball.
A great goalie.
And they won, baby.
Yes. Shortly after the victory, New York City announced that the team would be celebrated in a parade on Wednesday. President Trump, who has made clear his anger at Megan Rapinoe's rejection of a White House visit, waited 2 hours to acknowledge the team's win.
Aww. You know what was so good about
petty.
It? She said she wasn't going long before they won.
Damn, they won.
And how did she say it? How did she say
I got you. In case you need a fresher, you know, like a refresher, just a reminder of what Megan Rapinoe's remarks were about visiting the White House. Let's just hear it, because we got it.
I'm not going to the White House.
One more time.
I'm not going to the White House.
It sounds so nonchalant,
doesn't
it?
Yeah.
You know what? That's one of them cuss words you hear. You go, excuse me?
If I could just take white out, I would use it.
One more time, Junior.
Come on, play it one more time.
I'm not going to the White House.
You put that in a song right there, Jack.
Some relatives I want to say that to. Oh, man.
Love that.
I
think that's great.
Yeah.
I think that's great for them.
You think he was wanting, the president wanted them?
Oh, he wanted them to lose.
Just because of that.
Yeah, he wanted them to lose.
He's that petty, huh, Tom?
Yeah, he's that petty. You know he said it.
Yeah. And what are you doing that it takes you 2 hours? Any other time, you tweet right back, you're so petty, you get right on it.
It does take him that long to adjust them long ass ties. So give him some.
He's covering up his girth, Jay. Right.
I was reading on social media. They were saying former President Barack Obama was waiting for this, you know, the current president, President Trump, to tweet so he can tweet.
Oh,
I was like, he's such a...
Don't wait on him.
I wouldn't have waited.
I wouldn't have waited. Never wait on him for good news.
But that's what I was reading on social media.
I wouldn't be waiting on him.
Wow.
Yeah, you heard what you said.
Good
for them.
2 hours to wait. Wow.
And they're not coming down there to eat your little sandwiches and little... finger food you be serving.
Well, don't worry about it. He'll eat them himself. Don't worry about it.
He don't need no help.
And he'll knock all that out himself.
And get another long tie to cover it. Right. Another collar. Yeah.
That is so funny because you think you can't see that fat ass gut with that long
tie. Why don't you widen your tie? Maybe that'll help you. You know what I'm saying?
No, he'll look too much like a clown then, Tommy. Uh-uh. No, we can't risk that.
Look like a cutting board.
But that's so big, though, for the world.
It is.
So
congratulations. I'm so happy.
They did good, but they played their butts off, though.
30 countries over a month of playing, man. Yeah. I mean, in different places. That's great. That's, you know.
And they get all their bonuses for winning. Yeah.
And back to back. Yeah. Back to back. Yeah. They won last year. And again. Yeah.
So was this good for you guys? I know how you are when football season is over and basketball and all that. So you guys are good.
Yeah, I watched it.
I didn't understand soccer, but I knew when that ball went in that net, I knew what that meant.
Yeah, score.
Yeah.
Score. Because I know how you guys are, you know.
Yeah, and this time of the year. But you can't help respect it.
But when you're not in shape, you go, that's a lot of damn running.
You got to respect it, though, man. That's some real athleticism.
It's really good for kids in school because everybody gets to play. I mean, more kids play soccer in terms of like playing baseball and basketball. So a lot of kids get to play. That's why they
That's world number one sport.
Yeah, it is.
It is the world.
In the world. It was my daughter's favorite sport when she was coming up. She loved soccer. Yeah. Oh, she loved soccer. Yeah. Yeah.
What did she say? Can we just hear one more time?
Yeah.
Just give it one more time.
Just give it one
more
time.
Come on, Megan.
Oh, Megan,
repent. I'm going to the
White House. Come on, Megan.
I'm going to put that on my answer machine.
In the first part.
Yeah.
Yeah, when she blew it off.
Yeah.
We got plenty of places to go.
All right, listen, if you guys want to comment, go to Steve Harvey FM on social media. Nephew is up next with the prank phone call coming up right after this.
I'm going to the White House.